Hello, my name is Charlie Moores. I tweeted recently, I'm at Charlie Moores if you'd like to check this out or follow me, that I'd been a little bit quiet on Substack, the blogging and audio platform I use. I explained why in a post I wrote called Choosing Sides on August the 12th, and it occurred to me that actually I'd been a bit quiet on Buzzsprout too. So here's that blog in audio form, slightly changed to fit the rhythms of my speech, but well, the sentiments and intentions are exactly the same. So, about 5 years ago, a senior charity figure advised me, in quotes, way too aggressively for my liking, to choose sides. It seemed an odd and unnecessary thing to say. I had chosen sides years earlier. I was on the side of wildlife, of plants, of biodiversity and nature, and was utterly opposed to hunting, shooting, cruelty, exploitation, and wildlife crime. I proved that over and over again, right back from when I launched Charlie's Bird Blog. That was back in a distant past before WordPress and even home Wi-Fi. On that blog, I was writing about what I saw birding around the world with an airline I worked for, which I left in 2010. Proved it again when, after what I thought was a friendly merger with a similar but US-based blog called 10,000 Birds, I was booted off at short notice, I mean literally almost overnight, because my anti-hunting views were upsetting Americans and I refused to compromise. Proved it again when I launched Birders Against Wildlife Crime, or BAWC, a decade ago, and came up with the three R's, Recognize, Record, Report. When I helped launch Hen Harrier Day, an idea initially conceived by BAWC member Alan Tilmouth and brilliantly taken up by Mark Avery and Chris Packham. When I started podcasting under the Talking Naturally banner and spoke a lot about my loathing of hunting and shooting. When I joined the board of League Against Cruel Sports to help fashion a policy on shooting. I did my 4-year term and moved on. And again when in 2015 I was asked by Lush founder Mark Constantine himself, a Talking Naturally listener and an avid birdwatcher, to make podcasts on wildlife and the environment for him and Lush. Actually, listening back to all of that, I suppose I have moved around a bit looking for the ideal situation, but I had clearly chosen sides a long, long time ago. And I like to think I've carried on in the same vein since with the War on Wildlife project and Off the Leash. In fact, in just the last couple of months, I've written or podcasted about, for example, gamekeepers and raptor persecution, explained why, if fox hunting is banned, it still takes place, discussed the royal immunity from crime in relation to two hen harriers killed at Sandringham, and why the shooting industry needs unequivocally to be stopped. Anyway, I am on the move again, taking my love of wildlife and my total opposition to hunting and shooting with me, taking everything I've learned over the years and all of the experiences I've built up and the contacts I've made, taking my energy, focus and drive. Where am I going? I'm going to be joining Rob Pownall and Matt Smithers at Keep the Ban. Now, moving out from the shelter and support of Lush, and Mark Constantine in particular, was a difficult decision, but I feel it's the right move at the right time. That's because I'm a huge supporter of Keep the Ban already. I like Rob and Matt as people, I like the fact they want me to join them, and I'm an even bigger supporter of them after what Rob has outlined to me over the last few weeks or so. In a nutshell, that's expansion. Not diluting or compromising in any way on their campaigning work to finally end fox hunting, but adding, growing, reaching out to do more for other wildlife, particularly in areas relating to bird shooting, species decline, and the desperate state of our nature here in the UK. That is hugely ambitious for a relatively new startup, though. As Rob reminded me when I posted this originally, he has been doing this for 6 years already. I guess I see Keep the Ban in its current, very active form as a relative newcomer amongst the animal rights groups anyway. So yeah, like I say, it's hugely ambitious. But that's exactly why he and I have been talking. Rob knows my stance and my skill set. We're complementary. Some of what he can do, I can't. Some of what I can do, he can't. Good leaders surround themselves with good people. He knows I chose sides a long time ago too, and it's the same side he also chose when he founded Keep the Ban in 2015. We are both 100% opposed to the persecution of our wildlife. Domestic animals too, but that's not where Keep the Ban is headed right now. So, up until now, Rob's focus has been on fighting fox hunting. But with me on board, we can broaden that passion into fighting the shooting industry as well. Not as an add-on or an afterthought, but a full-scale, utterly committed, parallel effort to shut down an appallingly wasteful, cruel, crime-ridden industry that sells sentient animals as live targets. An industry that kills millions of animals in traps, in snares, with poisons, or with lead shot. And we can develop campaigns to protect and support species like hedgehogs, stoats, weasels, and badgers as well. So what might all this work look like? Well, we need to firmly define our policies first, and that's going to be one of my main roles, and write pages of new information. I'll be heavily involved with that too. We'll need to plan new campaigns, ditto, and undercover operations with a fantastic hunt investigation team, or HIT. At the same time, we plan to fund groups working in the same arena, basing it on something I designed for the War on Wildlife project, where I bought equipment like trail cameras and night vision kit for monitors and activists. I'll be podcasting every month. We hope to re-establish something I called Shortcasts, short podcasts, for anyone interested in using the massive Keep the Ban social media reach to talk about and promote their work. I've always been keen to promote other groups. That's not going to stop now. Realistically, it'll take a few months before I can make much of an impact. And again, realistically, probably not before pheasant and duck shooting starts again in the autumn. Though, I guess it's surprising what you can get done when you're highly motivated. And clearly not all of this work I'll be doing will sit comfortably within the existing website or even within the Keep the Ban brand either. Rob was already planning a huge redesign of the site. I mean, you should see what he's got in mind, adding multi-layered databases to track fox hunts, for example. And he has been thinking about changing the Keep the Ban name to better reflect this expanded focus. That's his decision, of course, and an announcement will probably be made in a few months. I'm confident existing and new supporters will understand the rationale of whatever decision is taken, though, and hopefully be as excited as we are at the amount of good we aim to do. Some people will, of course, not be remotely supportive of my move. The shooting industry for one, of course, but some folk on our side too. Now, opinions are one thing, and, you know, I never expect everyone to agree with me. That's just not realistic. But let me address two elephants in the room. Firstly, yes, I know Rob messed up when he looked to support a fox hospital and had his photo taken holding a fox without properly supporting it. It was a naive error. But it was a mistake, firmly, in my opinion anyway, in the category of doing the wrong thing for the right reason. Have I made mistakes in the past? Of course I have. I told him at the time that I would gauge him on how he learned from the mistake, which is exactly what I'd had to do when I screwed up. Well, I'm joining him, so yes, I think lessons learned. And secondly, shock horror, Rob takes a salary for spending 7 days a week campaigning for wildlife. Now, if you're one of the few that can afford to work without payment, you're very lucky. Most of us can't. And if you really think that charities, businesses, industries don't pay for expertise, talent and people's time, well, I hate to be the one that shatters the illusion, but they do. All of them. You know, I'm sorry, but it's just not a valid criticism to denigrate someone's ethics or motives because they need to pay the rent, put food on the table, or be able to focus exclusively on the work they feel compelled to do. Yeah, of course, some incredible people do the most amazing work for animals for free. I admire, I applaud them, and I don't think their stories are told enough. But I, and keep the ban, would also like to buy them the camera they can't afford or help fund the work that they simply can't do without some outside help. So, there you go. I am shortly on my way to keep the ban. I won't be starting officially until September, but what better day to write a post about a brilliant opportunity to work against the shooting industry than August the 12th. The inglorious 12th, the shameful day that all the slaughter of our native predators, the burning of our precious uplands, the willful blindness on raptor persecution, the start of the casual destruction of 500,000 wild birds by shooters has been leading up to. It will take time to put an end to all this hideous killing, whether that's on the inglorious 12th or on any other of the seasons, the so-called seasons that shooters have gifted themselves. But for anyone who doubts what can be done when people pull together, think about the impossible achievements of the civil rights movements, the animal rights movements, the suffragettes, equality campaigners. I mean, the list goes on. I've said it before, and I will undoubtedly say it again. We will reach a point in the next few years or the next 25, who knows, when the shooting industry is shut down. Now, whether that's through public revulsion at the killing of millions of sentient animals for fun, the impact of the climate crisis on land use, or the ongoing catastrophic decline in our biodiversity, actually more likely a combination of every issue that this horrible industry impacts. But it will happen. And when it does, well, I'll be out on the street celebrating with the rest of you. But until then, well, I have chosen my side and I have no intention of changing my mind. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to, as I said, you can follow me on Twitter at Charlie Moores. And for those blog posts I refer to, please go to offtheleash.substack.com. To learn more about Keep the Ban, please go to keeptheban.uk, and you can follow them, follow us, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.